BBC News with Julie Candler. Senior Russian and American officials are due to hold talks in Washington shortly, which are being seen as a test of President Trump's election promise to improve bilateral relations with Moscow. Russia is demanding the U.S. hand back two diplomatic compounds, which the Obama administration shut down last year. The outgoing head of the government ethics agency in the U.S. says President Trump's administration has made the country a virtual laughingstock by ignoring long-established guidelines. Walter Sharp told the New York Times that it made it hard for the U.S. to tackle corruption overseas. The Venezuelan opposition has called for a 24-hour general strike on Thursday in an intensification of its campaign against the government of Nicolas Maduro. The announcement was made a day after millions of Venezuelans took part in an unofficial referendum against Mr. Maduro's plans to rewrite the constitution. Qatar has insisted the United Arab Emirates was behind a hacking attack on its news websites in May in violation of international law. The UAE has denied the allegations. The incident has been seen as contributing to the decision by some Gulf states to boycott Qatar. Sources in Mali say 8 soldiers who were ambushed by suspected jihadists early this month have been found dead. The attack took place in the north of the country. A televised debate being held for Kenyan politicians hoping to become deputy president in next month's elections has attracted only one candidate. Mutyora Kariara, a political novice, answered questions on her own as the main candidates boycotted the program. Guatemala has extradited to Mexico the former governor of Veracruz State, Javier Duarte. He's charged with corruption and money laundering. And businesses, unions and schools in Catalonia have signed up to a pact to compress the traditionally long working day. BBC News.